This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على حبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأولين، وصل اللهم وصل وبارك على حبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الآخرين. اللهم صل على حبيبنا ونبينا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون الأبرار. We welcome everybody to Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain, and we are in day 23 or night 23, and the Imam recited from Surah Al-Qasas today, which is surah number 28. And there's always, I mean, this surah, subhanAllah, is just packed full of course, gems, just like all of the Quran is. But there's so many ayat that just came at me and I was reflecting over. Part of those ayat have to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choosing you as a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ. And your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, creates whatever He wants. And then from this vast creation, He chooses and He blesses and He gives virtue. So imagine, out of all of the people in the world, Allah chose you to be Muslim. And Allah chose you to be a believer. And out of all those people who are believers, Allah gave you that sense of care about Islam. Allah gave you the ability to think and the ability to want to fast. There's so many people that are Muslim, of course, they're struggling with even fasting, with praying. Allah made you of those who pray. Allah made you of those who care. Allah made you of those who want to seek and ask His forgiveness. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires you to ask for His forgiveness, know that He wanted to forgive you to begin with. So that in itself is a blessing, that you're asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that ayah itself, that your Lord, O Muhammad, creates whatever He wants, and from this vast creation He chooses and He blesses and He gives virtue, is a sign for us to be humble to Allah, because Allah chose us in many different ways. That's one. And then this other ayah, which I also reflect on often, ayah number 77, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, seek the reward of the hereafter by means of what Allah has granted you. So we should seek whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in the next life, with what He has blessed us in this life. You can't seek the blessings of the hereafter with the wrong of this life. That's why they say something that started wrong ain't gonna get right, as they say in Texas, right? So the first point of that whole ayah is that Allah says, seek the reward of the hereafter by means of what Allah has granted you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very powerful and beautiful. Without forgetting your portion of this world, وَلَا تَنْصَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your portion of this world. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins us that while we're busy seeking what is in the hereafter, we should not seek and forget to seek, the portion that we have in this life. Meaning, you have to perfect this life as a part of your perfection of the next life. And part of perfection of this life is balance, and having whatever Allah commanded in it is balance. So some people think that balance is, oh, you know what, I'm not going to fast while I'm preparing for my exams, or while I'm working I'm not going to pray because I'm too embarrassed to ask. That's not balance. That's fake balance. That's faux balance. Okay? So it's not new balance, it's fake balance. But anyway, the point being is that we in this life are enjoined to not forget our portion of this life. And that is a very powerful ayah. Some of the scholars, they said that the believer is so busy in doing whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with and doing what He commands, that Allah has to remind the believer, don't forget your portion of this life. You have a job, you have family, you have responsibilities, and part of the fulfillment of the rights of Allah, like we've already discussed, is fulfilling the rights of people, your family. That's why some people, they think that by leaving your family and going to the masjid, or there's a reward in that, but if your family's not happy with you, then what reward is there in the masjid? You understand? So the idea is that there's a sense of balance. There's a sense of understanding. The beauty of Islam is that Allah says, seek the reward of the hereafter with what Allah has blessed you with. Don't forget your portion of this life. And then do not spread corruption on earth. Do not spread corruption on earth. And be good to others as Allah has been good to you. And do not seek to spread corruption in the land or on earth. For Allah certainly does not like those who are corrupt. So subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us four tasks. Number one, seek the blessings of the hereafter with what Allah has blessed us with. The best form of being thankful to Allah is to use the blessings He's given you in this life in His pleasure, in His command, and staying what He forbid from. Number two, don't forget the portion of this life, your responsibilities and what you need to fulfill in terms of what other people are owed from you. Number three, ahsin, to be good to others as Allah has been good to you. Don't be somebody who's frowning and not smiling as the Prophet ﷺ was all the time smiling, even though he went through the difficulties of this life. Don't use the justifications of your hardships to be rude to others. Some people do that. Stop that. And then number four, don't spread corruption on the land. Allah does not like those who are corrupt. So with that, inshallah, I hope that this has been fruitful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and accept from all of you your ibadah these last 10 nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that stand and pray in Laylatul Qadr and give charity in Laylatul Qadr and spend from our character from Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, truly with faithful hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hope in His reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy on our brothers and sisters and throughout the world, wherever they are facing difficulties, in Afghanistan, in Yemen, in Syria, in Palestine, in Masjid al-Aqsa, in Kashmir, from the Uyghur, from China, the Indian Muslim brothers and sisters, and in Somalia, and in Yemen, and everywhere where Muslim brothers and sisters are going through difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy on them. And may Allah azza wa jal bless you all and your families and accept from all of us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We'll see you tomorrow inshallah ta'ala for Illuminations, Quranic Reflections. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.